My name is Susan Grotti. I am writing to state officially that I was abused at Hepzibah House from February 1981 to July 1983. I realize that this is far in the past and nothing can be done. However, it has come to my attention that girls are suffering under the same cruel conditions right now. The state of Indiana investigated while I was a student at Hepzibah House, but we were hidden in a dark church while they came through. A few girls who were coached and intimidated were allowed to stay and speak to the investigators. I was beaten with a paddle until I was black and blue. My skirt was pulled up and I was laid out on the floor. One adult sat on my back and tightly held my arms while another sat on my legs. A third beat me. I was beaten nearly every day for the first 3 to 4 months I was there. After that, I was sufficiently broken and docile, only receiving 2 or 3 beatings per month. These beatings were so severe that they left blisters, hurt my back, and twice I fainted. I still smell that carpet and feel it against my face. I was so hungry all the time. The Williamses ate very well while we were denied sufficient healthy food, especially considering the energy we expended. I lost nearly 40 pounds in 4 months, dropping from a normal 128 pounds to a mere 88. This in spite of the fact that we were not allowed to turn down any food offered. I was menstruating normally before arriving at Hepzibah House, but ceased until I left in 1983. I did heavy back-breaking labor. During our work, usually no talking was allowed. Staff would stand guard while we labored, often yelling and berating us for being too slow and lazy and sloppy in our work. The jobs that I remember, in addition to daily white glove cleaning of our quarters, we cleaned and maintained the staff houses and grounds. We did all the gardening and harvesting and groundwork for the huge gardens. We did the tedious sorting and organizing of all the fundraisers, collating the monthly newsletter. We did all sorting and prep work of donated food and goods. All this was considered easy work. We put in drainage trenches, built fences, cleaned gutters, cleaned the vehicles and Williams's RV, raked and shoveled the property and neighboring properties to promote goodwill. We were taken to what appeared to be commercial chicken farms to clean out the huge coops. We also cleaned out what looked like commercial horse stables and cow pens. Once, the septic system flooded our garden. Williams put on hip waders and put ropes around his plow and had us pull his plow through the muck with our bare legs and tennis shoes on, laughing and teasing us for grunting and gasping as we pulled. We pulled tiles from an old abandoned church and one at a time chipped all the old plaster and paint and concrete and adhesive from them with no eye protection, and then we helped put them into the bathroom we were building. We painted, wallpapered, installed windows and doors and toilets. It was not unusual to spend an entire day hauling 5-gallon buckets like a chain gang. Often they were loaded with dirt or rocks. Sometimes we had to hand water the whole garden one bucket at a time. We were Ron Williams' supply of laborers to do any menial task for free. They had no respect or compassion for our exhaustion and pain. I remember one very hot day when some girls collapsed. The Williamses actually got mad and said we were rebellious and had not drunk enough water at breakfast hours before, just to be dramatic. There was emotional abuse in the form of humiliation and isolation. Hepzibah House denied any form of contact with the outside world, including any media and even notice of my grandmother's death, as well as censoring letters from my parents. The rare phone calls from home were tightly monitored. Communication with other students was supervised and was very limited. The saddest part is that the Hepzibah House staff managed to convince me that they loved me. They taught us that we would go to hell if we would ever betray them or, quote, rise up against God's man. Williams recently contacted me. I was shaking when I heard his voice. He asked me to write a letter to his lawyer stating that I was never abused nor had witnessed any abuse while I was a resident. He was asking me to lie for him. I step forward now to defend these poor girls who cannot defend themselves. Hundreds of girls have suffered because I did not have the courage to speak up then. This clear violation of normal human rights should not still be happening 25 years later in America. It is important to point out that I had never shown any aggressive or violent behavior, had never experimented with drugs or alcohol, had never been with a boy. My crime was never disclosed to me. I never had a trial. I never had a voice. I was 15, and I was sent to prison at Hepzibah House.